Welcome to the Wedding CEO podcast, where we discuss all things marketing, sales, and scaling so you can become the CEO of your life and business. I'm Alora Rochelle, and I've been a wedding photographer for over a decade. And now I'm sharing all of my secrets so you can stop sacrificing your time and make more money like a CEO. Hello and welcome back to another Wedding CEO podcast episode. And I'm just so excited because I just got done doing 3 private coaching calls in the past 2 days and it's been incredible. And I want to tell you guys all about it because I am now offering one-on-one private coaching. I never really thought that people needed private coaching calls until I did them. It's like a personalized VIP day. We will dive into whatever we have time for in the hour. And then if we don't get to it, you can always book another call. So let's talk about it. The main question that's coming up, especially in the private coaching calls that I've recently had, is they feel like they're stuck. They feel like they're lost and they feel like they're not attracting their dream clients. And I feel like there's many things that contribute to this, but the first one is because they don't have a brand story. And so I did release one of the trainings in my Wedding CEO program inside the podcast. So scroll to the brand story podcast episode and figure out how to create your own. And then you can also bring that to the call or we can do it together because I created a GPT that when you put in your Instagram tagline, it'll literally spit out your brand pillars, your brand words, and your brand personality already done for you in 10 seconds. I know, it's crazy. I created it myself and I definitely have to give myself a pat on the back because it works. And I feel like students who have been so stuck about what to say, how to say it, how to put this into words, how to use a buzzword, how not to use a buzzword that everyone else is using, how to stop saying luxury, how to say something else, but it kind of means luxury. The GPT solves that problem for you. So we can definitely do that on the call, but we need to figure out exactly what is blocking us from attracting our aligned dream clients. So inside this one-on-one private coaching call, we can dive into any of the things that could be stopping you from getting results. The first thing could be your thoughts on your clients. A lot of people think that their dream client doesn't exist. And I even said this when I did the free live masterclass. Your dream client is just a wealthy version of you. There are 7 billion people out there. I'm pretty sure you can find 20 clients or less a year that have the same values, same likes and dislikes as you do. Think about how you would make friends during school and you had things in common. The same goes for finding your dream clients. They are out there. They're probably looking for you, but they can't find you because whether it is your website's not speaking to them, your messaging's not speaking to them, or your images aren't showcasing what it is that you want to create and what they want to see. Those can be just the main problems right there. You're welcome. Now, the first thing we're going to do is help you decide what to work on first. We could be workshopping your brand story together. I could just ask you, what do you want? A lot of times we're always like, I need to do this. I need to do that. This is the name that I came up with. I don't really like it, but we're just going to have to stick with it. I need to come up with some colors. And I'm like, okay, great. But like, what do you want? Like, what do you want to do? What do you want to feel? Who do you want to work with and why? What is your story behind what you do? Why are you so passionate about it? All of these questions can really help you decide, oh, wait, I have not been stepping into my own uniqueness, which is something we seem to shy away from because we're constantly influenced by what other people are doing. You have social media, you have the internet, you have so many things to compare yourself to. Maybe you see what your friends and competitors are doing, how they're rebranding, what their colors look like. Oh, I need to do that too, versus looking at, well, what do I want to create? What do I want to do? Who do I want to serve? And then when you know that, you're going to know exactly what to say to them, what to show them, and who exactly your dream client is. And I can't really answer that for you because everyone's dream client is tailored and personalized to themselves. There are some clients maybe that if you've second shot for other photographers being like, ooh, I don't really like this wedding, but then maybe they like that wedding. And this is why I believe that your rebrand is not going to make you 100K. Half the time, I think photographers do a rebrand because they just want to, because they just want something new, but they don't like their name. They don't like the content they're creating. And maybe photographers do rebrands all the time because they feel stuck or they feel like they're wearing somebody else's clothes, somebody else's shoes. And we don't want that. And so it's like you have to do the inner work and just figure out what you want to do and why and then we'll know who. It's that simple. Another thing I've noticed is that photographers also hire copywriters and being like, okay, this is my vibe. This is what I think and feel. Write my words for me. And sometimes, while I love copywriters and I believe it's important and essential what they do, they can only work with what you give them. So if you don't even know what you want and they're creating stuff out of thin air or what you just copy and paste it from someone else, then it's just not going to feel authentic. It's not going to feel genuine. It's not going to feel like you. And that's why inside this one-on-one coaching, you just get to ask me anything. We get to work on it together and figure out how we can just have you hit the ground running and get quick and easy results. I only have 3 spots left for April. And if you're like, okay, yes, I need to sign up right now, the link is in the show notes. I'm so excited to be able to dive into this and really help you uncover whether it is your dream clients, your sense of purpose. Maybe you feel like your brand personality is off. Maybe you feel like what you have set up right now was kind of pieced together just to get going. Listen, I believe in being scrappy. We all have to get scrappy to get our first couple of clients, and that's fine. You got to charge that low price before you shoot high ticket. I'm not going to yell at you too much if your prices are like 1K and below, but we are going to change it. So we can do a pricing makeover. We can do a brand makeover. I can look at your website and give you instant feedback. We'll dive into a topic and we'll finish it by the end of the call. I'll give you some action steps. And then on the next call, we'll make sure that everything is wrapped up in a nice tiny bow. We have a 3-month and a 6-month option. You also get voice and message access to me for the duration of those 3 months or 6 months, and we can workshop together, strategize together, and just help you get all the ideas out of your head and finally into your brand once and for all. I personally think that right now is the best time to book one-on-one coaching because it is before busy season hits, and you want to make sure everything is set up and ready to go by the summer and by the fall, especially by the fall, okay? Because they'll be booking for next year and you want to make sure everything is looking great, you're priced correctly, and you're not feeling resentful shooting next year's weddings at today's pricing. All right, I will see you guys in the next episode. Link in the show notes to apply for one-on-one coaching. I am so excited to be able to help you make 100K with half your weekends free and be able to help you attract your dream clients once and for all so you can be more successful and profitable. All right, I will see you in next week's episode.